As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, trivia nerds, welcome to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany. I'm here with my best friend, Meredith.
Hello, kids in the car.
Man, did we have an awesome night last night. Guys, we hosted our first live trivia.
It was pretty incredible.
Amazing. It is. If you are a library or you have kids programming or family programming and you want us to come do live trivia, we'd love to talk to you. Just send us a message to our Facebook page. Like, it was so much fun. It was packed.
It was packed. I was like, how are we going to do live trivia with all of these kids? And I wasn't sure, like, logistically how we could make the podcast into a live show.
Brittany,
you did such a great job. Brittany planned the whole thing, and it was excellent. And so, like, it was fun. It was like a little game show. So fun.
It was. We had, like, fun rounds of like disco trivia and hula trivia. I'm going to give a shout out right now to Team Inferno. I know they're listening, and Team Toe for our first and second place teams from last night. Congratulations on your wins. I know we're going to be back to the Swanton Public Library in the fall to close out their programming season. We are going to be closing it out hard, bringing the energy. So shout out to them. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
We would love to come to you guys. So if you have an organization that's interested, have them send us a message and we'll talk.
Yeah.
We're a fun time.
And we bring a little audience. It's a good time.
We do. All right. Today we are going to be playing Ocean Trivia.
Okay.
I don't think we've actually done this yet. It's our first go round with it. We're going to give a shout out to Nola, Jacob, Deacon, James, Lucas, Rory, Evie, Hadley, Everly, Cameron, Jimbo, and Johnny. Love those ones.
Wow.
Also a happy birthday to Keegan, Eddie, Piper, Judah, Ashlyn, Summer, Beatrix, and Cannon. Happy birthday, guys. Summer birthdays. Giving you all the love. I know you don't get it during the school year, so I'm sending you some extra summer birthday love.
You should ask your mom and dad if they'll get you a pool for the summer for your birthday.
That's parents love Meredith. They can't get enough of her. She's the best.
Ask them for a swimming pool, kids.
All right. How about we play some ocean trivia?
Okay.
Round one, question one. In Finding Nemo, what is the name of the anemone dwelling fish at the center of the movie?
Nemo.
What type of fish is that?
Oh, what type of fish is it? It's an orange and white striped one.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Oh, was that the answer? I thought we were just describing things. It is a clownfish. It's a clownfish.
Okay.
Question two. What percentage of the Earth's surface is covered by ocean?
I think it's a high percentage, so I'm just going to go with a guess here. Wait, my daughter's in the room. Lila, do you know what the percentage is? 78% is our guess.
I will give it to you. It's actually 71%, which is a huge amount. It's a huge amount. That's a lot of water.
I don't think we know enough about our oceans. You know?
I think that you're right. Fun fact, I'm terrified of the ocean. Biggest fear ever is the ocean. And the fact that we don't know what's down there is one of the more terrifying things.
Yeah.
It's so unexplored, you know, which is
it
crazy.
Is.
And it feels weird that we just kind of stopped trying to figure that out. But yeah. Okay. Question three. Known as the largest coral system, this Queensland mass spreads across 900 islands.
Okay, the largest coral reef system is the Great Barrier Reef.
That is correct.
Okay.
The Great Barrier. I want to see that someday, by the way.
I do too. I want to snorkel over it. I love snorkeling. I love the ocean.
I want to see if there's a safe distance. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Question four. The largest species of shark is named after another large sea dweller, and the species can reach lengths of up to 60 feet.
Okay, I know this one, and I would like poop my bikini if I ever saw a whale shark.
They're so big, but I think they're gentle.
Yeah, I don't think I do so. I think you can never trust a whale shark.
I mean, I wouldn't say I would trust anything in the ocean,
just
but like,
wouldn't
I
really. Overall, okay.
They're just so big, so they're like, meh. You know. Okay, question five. A smack is the collective term for a large group of what stinging tentacled sea creatures?
Okay, I don't know what a smack is, but I know that jellyfish sting. Is it jellyfish?
It is jellyfish. A group of jellyfish is called a smack.
You can't smack them. Can't smack them. They're out there talking smack, and then they sting you.
Yeah.
Got to stay away from them.
Mean girls of the ocean. Okay.
The mean girls of the ocean.
How many hearts do octopuses have?
Octopi have, how many hearts do you think they have, Lila? Three. Three is our guess.
Three is correct. There are three hearts in an octopus. Okay, question seven. Which state has the largest length of coastline?
Like in the United States of America?
Yes.
Okay, Alaska.
That's true. It extends over 6,600 miles of coastline. It is probably stunning. I can't wait to go. I know we have some listeners in Alaska. They've sent us beautiful pictures that we've shared on our Facebook page and Instagram. They are so cool. I need to get there. Okay. Question eight. Often mistook for whales, what type of animal from the dolphin family is the largest?
Okay, I know this one because one time we called them whales and we got a bad review for it. So I'll never, ever, ever forget the answer is orcas.
Yes, same. Orcas and killer whales are burned into my mind. Okay. Question nine. I love that you guys will never let us have a wrong answer.
Never.
And it's, you're always super nice about it, but it makes me laugh. Okay, question nine. What is the name of a group of great white sharks?
Killers.
I mean, I would offer that one over the answer, which is school. Just like fish, a school. Just a school of great whites.
Just a school of great whites.
The adorable class of great whites. Okay. final question. These aquatic animals have the largest eyes of any animal on Earth at nearly 11 inches across, with lenses the size of oranges. Their eyes are literally the size of soccer balls, you guys.
Do you know? Giant squid is our guess.
That is correct. It is the squid. Giant eyes. Giant eyes. Okay, not bad. Strong first round. I think you only missed. Did you miss any?
Oh, yes. I missed a ton of them right off the rip. I didn't know what a clownfish was. So yeah, I think I got six that round.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask them all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? Well, we hear you, and we have been there too. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. Who are we? I'm Dr. Jess Steyer, a public health scientist and also co-host of the Unbiased Science podcast. every day, I'll chat with one or both of your new pediatrician besties, Dr. Dina DiMaggio, a general pediatrician, and Dr. Anthony Porto, a pediatric gastroenterologist. We'll talk about all the things related to our kids' health, from dealing with a colicky infant to navigating puberty in the teenage years. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, now live on all podcast platforms.
Are you looking for a podcast that your whole family can enjoy that asks the deep philosophical questions like, do trees fart?
If you are, then you'll love Tumble, a science podcast for kids. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Join us as we explore stories of science discovery, from butts to animals, dinosaurs, astronomy, and everything in between.
You'll love these stories, and you'll learn something new.
Find and follow Tumble Science Podcast for Kids wherever you get your podcasts, or at sciencepodcastforkids.com.
Okay. We'll just go into round two. Question one. What is the largest living mammal?
The gray whale.
Close. It's actually the blue whale.
I know.
Sorry. Okay, question two. In what ocean would you find the Bermuda Triangle?
Well, everything's getting lost there, but I'm going to say the Atlantic Ocean.
Yes. I'm going to be honest. When I was a kid, I thought the Bermuda Triangle would be much more of a problem for me growing up because I heard a lot about it.
So,
and I hear, like, I haven't run into it at all.
I had to fly over the Bermuda Triangle once, like, as an adult. Like, we had to fly over top of it to get somewhere. And I remember being like, man, I'm kind of nervous about this flight because what if the plane goes down over the Bermuda Triangle? Because didn't you hear like stories about that all the time?
Yeah,
like
a lot of weird stuff happened at the Bermuda Triangle. And honestly, I've heard nothing as an adult.
Totally
I've been very
fine.
Let down by the prominence of the Bermuda Triangle mysteries. Okay. All right. Question three. The largest living species of tortoise in the world is native to what island in the Pacific Ocean?
What island? Oh, those big, big turtles. They're on
tortoises. Yes.
Galapagos.
Yes. Galapagos.
How do you say it?
All right.
Galapagos.
Yes. Question four. What is the name given to the deepest part of the ocean? And the answer isn't my nightmare. It's something else, a little bit more official.
The black part.
It's the Challenger Deep.
What?
It is 35,000, almost 36,000 miles deep. So,
Wowie.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay, question five. What is the fastest fish in the ocean?
The fastest
I've never actually
fish.
Thought about speed and swimming, but yeah, the fastest one.
Okay, hold on. Lila's going to tell us this answer.
I think it's the Mako shark.
It's a good guess. It's actually the sailfish.
Oh.
And the sailfish can swim up to 68 miles per hour.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay. Question six. What very aggressive species of shark is the world's largest predatory fish?
Okay, I think that this is the great white because they attack people in Florida.
Yeah, I mean, it's the great white. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to. Okay. Yeah, I don't want to start.
I mean,
rumors,
if there's one more predatory than that, I don't want to know. That's where I'm at.
Yes. Okay. Question seven. What do you call a wave generated by an undersea earthquake?
Tsunami.
Correct. Question eight. Some scientists believe that the spiral tusk on which type of Arctic whale helps it attract mates?
The narwhal.
Narwhal. Yes.
Oh, that's how you say that word?
Yeah.
I've narwhal. Always called them narwhals.
Okay. I mean,
they're like the unicorn of whales, the narwhals. No.
Yeah.
Just no. Everyone start calling them that. Let's make it a thing. Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right. Question 9. How many teeth does a great white shark have?
I'm going to guess 9,000.
That feels right, but the answer is actually 300.
What?
I know.
I thought it was thousands because they had like rows all through their whole mouth of teeth, right? Okay.
It's just 300, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Final question. During some feeding frenzies, blue whales can eat a daily total of more than 8 tons of what tiny crustaceans?
During some feeding frenzies.
Their name in Norwegian means small fry of fish.
Small fry of fish. Hold on. Lila thinks she knows the answer. Here we go.
Krill.
Krill is correct. Good job, guys.
You're smart. Okay. Well, I had to have some help, but my daughter, you know, she wants to be a marine biologist, so she knows all about the ocean. So thanks for your help today, Lila.
Perfect. Perfect. You did pretty well. A nice, strong showing today in ocean trivia. We want to hear how you guys did. Head over to our Instagram and Facebook page and let us know. If you want to see yourself on our social media, we love it. Send us a picture. Just make sure your parents do it. And you have to include your names. Otherwise, we cannot post it. Also, if you want a shout out or it's your birthday, let us know by leaving a 5-star review on iTunes. And make sure, again, to include your name so we know who to send the love to. All right, trivia nerds, have an amazing day.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.